There was just an empty plinth. The cup wasn't there.
I wanted to make a replica, but you can't distinguish it from the real thing.
Act as an intermediary between the police, the FA, the government, and the thieves themselves.
If they put it in a film, nobody would watch it, because it was so unbelievable.
The theft of the World Cup trophy in 1966 was one of the most audacious heists ever committed. The trophy depicted Nike, the Greek goddess of victory. And in 1966, the England manager had promised that his team would win it. The cup embodied the pride, hopes and dreams of a nation and was stolen just a few months before Queen Elizabeth II was due to present it to the winners at Wembley. The identity of the thief has never been uncovered, and the official story has been told and retold ever since. But in 2017, an underworld source of mine revealed evidence of a far darker and deeper tale. I'm Tom Pettifor, crime editor at the Daily Mirror newspaper in London. This series will follow my investigation into that tip-off, examining what really happened to the cup and who took it. It will take us into the seedy world of 1960s gangland London, police corruption, and the secret making of a fake trophy. This is Stealing Victory, the untold story of the 1966 World Cup heist.